The Army has developed a new scarf-like mask designed to protect against riot control agents. Currently, users are forced to wear full general protective masks made of hard, bulky materials. This one, however, would be as easy as putting on a surgical mask. Paul Gardner is a supervisory physiologist at Edgewood Chemical Biological Center's Research and Technology Directorate. He's also the chief of the Respiratory Protection Division that developed the mask. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Matt Wingfield about how the idea for this project got started.
It started back in 2014, the last year, where it was an internally funded research effort, R&D effort, for innovative projects. And they're limited. They're like a one-year type of development effort. And it reached its about early this year, we finished our first prototype on that concept.
All right. I understand this was developed as part of the Innovative Development of Employee Advanced Solutions, or the IDEAS program. How does that work?
Yeah, they just changed that recently. Yes, you are correct. That's the most recent name for that.
Okay.
We used to call them 219 projects, but now that is correct, the IDEAS.
All right, fair enough. Can you tell me a little bit about that program? Is this mask the first thing you guys have developed with that, or are there other projects?
Well, for my group, this is the first we have participated in developing a mask.
Okay.
There are other groups that have other projects, obviously, but this is the first one we've done for a respirator concept.
Okay, so it's different teams then working on different projects for a year at a time?
Yeah, we put some proposals, and they do a down selection and review and select a few which funding available, depending on how much funding is available, maybe six or so, or maybe up to nine, and people go ahead and do their thing, and this was one of the top candidates that came out.
Who proposes the ideas? Is it you, or are they proposed to you?
Well, my group did, and Mr. Coretti, Mr. Barker, and Mr. Wilkie are the names of the individuals under my team that I supervise that put in the proposal and did the effort, did the groundwork on it. So I'll give them credit right now. I was just supervising.
Absolutely. So what exactly does the mask do, and why is it needed?
Okay, well, the need really comes out from the special operation folks, and wear beards in the field, and they needed a quick way to get some protection against riot control agents, which they do use in their operations, and getting a seal with their regular respiratory protection mask, which is a CB protective mask, is they can't do with beard growth. The beard interferes with the seal contact with the face, and that is critical to providing the protection. And that's sort of what drove the need. And we've had folks saying they would like to have something that was they could quickly don, that wasn't bulky, and they could get out real quick and put on for those type of applications or operations.
Now, this might be an obvious question, but what are some of the dangers posed by riot agents? Are they different, I assume, than chemical weapons? Are they different dangers? Are they somewhat similar? Or
they're absolutely. Although it's a class of chemical weapons, you know, as far as its category, it is a special category in that it's not a it's an irritant, you know, tear gas, basically, is what it's known as. And they have it, CS is what we use, the term we used for that particular tear gas. And there are irritants, you know, they're respiratory and eye irritants. And obviously, people are familiar with it if they've ever, you know, been exposed to that. You can't really do much once your eyes start tearing up and your throat and everything burns. And it really, in that way, incapacitates a person, and they have to exit. So this is something that provides protection. It was mainly made for that application, although because of it has capabilities also filtering particulates and dust and things that are also can be a concern out there when you're operating in a dusty environment such as the South.